It was better than we first thought because there weren't much swelling on it. We was really worried that it could be a break in his ankle, and luckily it's not been. He's had a scan on it and it showed that that's clear. So it's bad ligament damage. At best 4 weeks, at worst 8 weeks. And that's the time frame that I've had off the medical department. So obviously absolutely gutted. He's been in inspirational form most of the season, to be fair. And obviously when I took over, he fought and helped me, you know, get the job. So gutted about that one.
Are you comfortable with the options you've got in midfield? Because, of course, Jim O'Brien is out injured as well now. Do you feel like maybe you've got to add to that area, or are you OK with what you've got?
It's an area that we're looking at, yeah. I think the priority didn't move, but it certainly shifted. The recruitments sort of swerved to that angle because we are quite light in the centre midfield areas. It's just a delicate situation at the minute. A lot of miles going into it, a lot of research, a lot of detail, a lot of man hours. You know, it's just like fishing. It's just a game of patience. You know, you wait, you wait, you wait. And if you get too eager, sometimes you don't catch the right one. And, I'm hitting that with real patience. Myself, Mickey and Martin Scott have got incredible contacts throughout the game. And we're just drawing all that, all our resources, and just trying to put some real places, some players in ideal places.
In terms of the striker situation, are you having a look at Mattia Mansa? Of course, he was formerly with Reading.
Yeah, he's trained for us for 2 days now. It's not been ideal because we're training indoors and the surface isn't ideal indoors. You know, we've got a few back problems and Jim McNulty got injured in there a couple of weeks back. So I'm really concerned that the injuries might stack up. So Matthew's come in. Again, very difficult for him in them circumstances, but He's quite a way off. We've done the assessment evaluation from over the last 2 days. He's quite down, but he's not played, I think, since the 4th of December. So he's missed 6 weeks football, and that's a lot. You know, when you're not football fit, and football is a specific fitness. We're just assessing and evaluating where Matthew is, but he's a strong boy, unpredictable. There's a goal in him, certainly, and we're just exploring that option.
Is there a timescale on this? Is he going to be with the club for a certain period of time?
We've not set a timescale on it, and his agent's not, and, you know, so I've just said if I see something, see that bit of magic and see if I feel there's a willingness from the boys to get fit, then we might look at doing something short term. But there's nothing cast in stone at the minute. It's just sort of penciled in.
One name that's doing the rounds and has been linked with a lot of clubs in this area is Jason Scotland. Is that a player that's on your radar at all?
He's another one who, you know, Jason's either respected, either regarded for his goal-scoring record and what he does as and what he's done in the past. I think with a player like Jason, it's just whether you can reignite him and fit him into your system and get him scoring goals for you. We're moving the ball forward. We're getting into the box a little bit earlier now. So a goal predator, goal poacher is something we're after. So, and Jason Scotland comes into that remit. I've spoken to Jason, yeah. So and again, he's got other options, you know, and that's the difficulty. When a name props up straight away, you think we've got a good chance here. But the players that are on everyone's lips, you know, they've got other options, and that's what, sometimes it's frustrating, but I always say sometimes a no is as good as a yes, because then you can explore a different avenue, and that's where we might be towards the end of the window.
John Stones, you know, we've heard about interest in him recently. Has there been any further interest there from the top flight?
There hasn't, no. I think if there were a deal out there, then it'd have to favour the club, because, you know, he is one of the best prospects in the land. And I think that's important, that we make sure that if a deal is done, that we can keep him for this season, because he is developing as well. You know, he's gone out to, he started off at right back, he can play at right side centre half, he can play in a three as a centre half. And also note, which is a specialised position, to see John playing in a wing back is really exciting me as a coach, stroke manager. So John's learning, John's developing. Is it right that another manager want to move him and just put him in a reserve team or 21's team? I don't think it is for the kid. I think we've allowed him to make mistakes in the Championship, and that's why he's become the player he has. One thing with John, doesn't want to let anyone down. That's John's possibly at times biggest weakness, that he doesn't want to let anyone down. He's got to free himself up a little bit from that, which is something we're working on. But he won't be changed by money. That's what I can guarantee you.
Do you think he will go and then perhaps come back here on loan?
I don't know. I think that, you know, the club are realising the potential and seeing other young players around and realising that possibly some of the valuations out there are a little bit disrespectful and derisory to John's ability. You know, I think in the going market, the valuation that you hear in reported is probably half of what the kid's worth. So they don't need to sell him for an underscore price.
How much do you think he's worth?
It'd be easy for me to say 3 million, getting up to that figure. It might sound pricey, but we're talking about, again, one of the best defenders in English football at the minute, and being English is key.